Blog Talk Radio.
In Ma'at-Hotep, greetings to everyone. Welcome to another special edition of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and we're coming to you live tonight briefly because it is a briefing. And it is, of course, to say that this is October the 1st, and as such, it is officially what we're now calling National Black Women's Appreciation and Awareness Month. That's right. We are bringing forward a month just for Black women. And we actually started it a few years ago, but we just kind of let it develop over the years because we wanted to make sure that people could really see and understand what some of our goals and mission was and is, and that we were, in fact, going to be extremely consistent and diligent in what we were talking about and doing. At any rate, October 1st through October 31st, we are declaring it Black Women's Appreciation and Awareness Month, what we also call MBWA, or MBWA, MBWAA, MBWA, MBWA Month. That's the acronym for National Black Women's Appreciation and Awareness Month. Now, we're doing that for several reasons. One is because it is so obvious that Black women have got to do something to make certain that we are speaking for ourselves, that we are addressing and dealing with the various issues that are affecting us, not other women, us. And so we're going to create the kinds of things that is necessary for us, meaning Black women, African women, to make certain it's not mixed in with other things, other people, other agendas, and so forth. Also, we say it's time for the changing of the guard, meaning we're going to start asking some questions as to who is it that really represents Black women today, nationally and internationally, here in the U.S. It's time that we kind of get some clarity about that. What are the positions that we think must be conveyed or represented or presented? Well, it is obvious that there's too much confusion and too much ambiguity. And certainly no one woman can speak for all Black women, but what we can do is begin to at least get some understanding and clarity about who is who. And so we're going to now do that. So starting today, we kick off National Black Women's Appreciation and Awareness Month. Now, MWM has a plan. We call it the Black Print. But we also have some very specific kinds of programs, period, that we've been working on over the years. Some of them you have already seen. Some of them we have already conveyed to you in one way or the other. But now, bringing forward MWM as a bona fide institution, this is what it is about. As the largest gathering in the world of any women in one location, still, we are now taking our rightful places all across the board. Enough has happened to push us to the side, to act like we didn't exist or we didn't happen. Well, we did. And now we're going to make sure that people know that we not only accomplished something that no other group or organization had accomplished and had certainly enough time to do so. So we seized the time, and now we will seize it again. And in doing so, bring forward the first global movement for women and girls of African descent worldwide and the type of work that is relevant to that. MWM has never had a grant, never had corporate sponsoring, and so we certainly know and understand that certain things can be done without all of that. Now, surely we could have done more past years, and for those who don't know, we have been totally, not only committed, but totally, continuously working and building this movement. Now, sisters can join. We have a variety of memberships, both active, also support, but also a wide range of programs, a wide range of initiatives that will be available in communities nationwide as well as worldwide. And this whole month, we're going to convey to you every day one of our programs or information about some of the work that we have done and are doing. We're going to also highlight Black women that we feel need greater exposure, needs greater support, and certainly our own MWM sisters. We have our own sisterhood. We have our own orders now that we have developed, and we're going to be telling you more about that as well during this entire month. As we move towards October the 25th, which, of course, is the 23-year anniversary of the historic, the original Million Woman March, we can assure you, leading up to October 25th, there will be each day some very, very powerful kinds of information and interactions. Tune in tomorrow, Friday, October the 2nd, and get kind of an insight into what this month is going to entail, including our national Black Women's Virtual Conference, political conference, that is. And also, we're going to bring you a National Reparatory Justice IV virtual summit at the end of the month. On October the 25th, it's International African Women's Solidarity Day worldwide. On October 31st, all out for justice, all out to fight violence and abuse of our women and girls, and, of course, justice for Breonna Taylor, a all-out stand-up rally, along with other kinds of activities all over the country during that day. Again, no more tricks. We want justice. We want to make sure that this type of thing does not, cannot happen again. And so now the Black Women's Defense and Justice Leagues are going into full effect with training, with information, with building the kinds of cadres that is necessary in our communities nationwide for our women and girls. Again, tune in tomorrow, Friday, October the 2nd. More information will be provided as it shall tomorrow and every day during this entire month. We're going to begin to show you what MWM was about when it got started 23 years ago and how we have continued to do the work through all types of adversities, through all types of sabotage and misrepresentation. And we're going to begin to expose some of the things that have occurred over the years to intentionally stifle, usurp, and just get in the gosh darn way of what we were building. We've had women over the years to talk about Million Woman March because they were involved for a few months and then still want to act like they were a part of what we've been building for 23 years. We cannot continue to allow that. Surely we are thankful for those who participated in 1997. We are thankful for those who have supported and participated over the years. But surely, surely, that has not been to any degree of really helping to build this movement, with the exception of a few. And so now, sisters will have the opportunity again to really roll their sleeves up and to really get involved. This time, consistently, not pop in, pop out, or, you know, whenever it's time for anniversary time, you know, or what have you. No, we need real, genuine commitments, work. And again, for those who have, we salute you. And we're going to name some of the sisters who have over the years continued to work and to fight to help build not only MWM as a movement, but of course build our sisterhood to make certain that our sisters can be uplifted, empowered globally. For the record, of course, again, MWM is not a feminist organization. So let's put that out there again very clearly, because we do not wish to be lumped in with other groups and organizations. We do not push that agenda. We are about African people. We are about developing our sisterhood, our African womanhood, and of course, protecting and defending our women and girls, but at the same time, simultaneously, bringing forward our families and communities. And doing it in the spirit of our ancestors, doing it in the spirit of our traditions, our cultures. And so, yes, you're going to be really, I think, interested, surprised, and certainly many are now ready to move in a way that will represent real African womanhood, real Black womanhood, without somebody else's concepts of things, and certainly without foreign ideology or other kinds of things of that type. Yes, you're going to hear some things this month that we know is definitely what we call evolutionary. Again, we don't have to follow the patterns or the program of other mindsets or political ideas or whatever. We're smart enough to create and develop our own. And certainly derive that from history and traditions that is distinctively ours. And so when we talk about now women's studies, we're going to talk more about Black women's studies. When we talk about other things that are relevant to other groups, such as the NOW organization, well, we have a NOW organization also, but it's not like other people's. It's ours. When you hear us talk about the real USA, you're going to hear us talk about that in the context of the real USA being the United Sisters of Africa. And very soon, African women, Black women globally will be able to be a part of a global African women's marketplace as we now begin to get the goods, the various types of products that our women produce, make all over the world, and we will be the one marketing them. So family, with that said, tune in again Friday, October the 2nd at 10 o'clock. And, of course, our regular program Saturday, October the 3rd at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, New Day Resurrection and Liberation, will be bringing you a full month for the National Black Women's Appreciation and Awareness Month, as well as Million Woman March 23. Get ready for it. Until next time, we say promote you to the Shinda. Together we shall win. And remember, we know we do not have justice yet. Therefore, there will be no peace. Till next time, Tutanana.